In North Hollywood, restaurants, bars, and boutiques were transformed into stages for LA's poets and authors. Elizabeth Nonnemaker has a story.
The dark honey of Ella's voice spills onto the asphalt.
For those who are torn between going out for a night on the town or staying in to read a good book, Lit Crawl LA offers a combination of the two. It's a mix of poetry slams, readings, and live storytelling, spread among North Hollywood shops and restaurants.
I was silent. I had nothing to say.
That was Maya Trahimchik. She hopes that audiences will find an emotional connection with the poetry.
You go deeper in yourself, you know better who you are, and then you reach out to other people and you have this sense of community, this sense of sure enjoyment of the arts, and it's just fun.
Lit Crawl started in San Francisco in 2004 and has since spread to cities around the country. It's modeled off the idea of a bar crawl, but instead of one group migrating from venue to venue, there are dozens of events happening simultaneously. Crawlers can slip in and out of readings, sampling as they please. It turns literature, which is normally a solitary pursuit, into a chaotic, highly social event.
I'm a dirty romantic. I fall in love too easily with the architecture of back alleys.
Jason Brain of the Los Angeles Poet Society wants to make LA writing more visible.
The literary form in Los Angeles is thriving. There is a budding scene of creativity here amongst writers. People need to embrace it a bit more. Everybody's a poet. That's what I'm hoping. I think people really embrace that literary side of themselves.
The Lit Crawl lasts for only one night, but the organizations involved hold literary events throughout the year. Elizabeth Nonnemaker, Annenberg Radio News.
For more on the event, go to annenbergradio.org and listen to a sound portrait of the Lit Crawl by Hillary Jackson.